Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. A whole lot more is Bill Olson. He's out in the field. So today, our producer and cohort Bob Vance is sitting in. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I'm definitely not in the field.
But you're outstanding in your field,
yes.
And we appreciate that. Our guest today, good friend and sponsor, I'll admit that, Terry Peterson. He's owner of Hybrid Light, and like we say, they're the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio, but an incredible lineup of products. We're going to talk to Terry about the history of the company, the product line, obviously, and what is new, because there's always something new from these folks. And we're going to get to all of that in a bit, but in the meantime, remember, you are listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide. All because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance. And since Texas Outdoor News, news is in the name, let's look at some of the news. This is something I was going to do a couple of weeks ago, didn't get around to it. And Bill, being really the fisher person with the show, would probably have an opinion because I'm not really familiar. I'm familiar with Hidalgo, but what was going on with Parks and Wildlife Department? Interesting, they completed a series of projects to improve fish habitat and fishing access at Old Hidalgo Pump House Channel, which I'm not familiar with. The site is located directly adjacent to the Old Hidalgo Pump House Museum and World Birding Center. That sounds like a place we need to visit.
That's in the Rio Grande Valley, right?
You know? Yeah. That's great. Our friends across the border, New Mexico, this is just showing hunters helping. The New Mexico Department of Game and Fish, they're partnering with the Food Depot to seek donations of game and other meat for northern New Mexico communities impacted by wildfires and wildfire-related power outages. The Fill the Freezers drive hopes to source game from hunters and ranchers. The food will then be distributed to New Mexicans that are in need. And that's a great example of us helping out. You've got something from my Texas Co-op magazine.
Yeah, well, according to data compiled by the Pew Research Center, Texas rural population grew 2.4% between 2010 and 2020, And the state's urban population grew 18.4% over that same period. The second fastest growing metro area in the country, was Austin, Round Rock, Georgetown, which grew by 33% to nearly 2.3 million people. The villages of in Florida was the number one population growth in the country. Austin, Round Rock, number two. Where are they coming from, Harold?
Well, we have our thoughts on that.
We have our suspicions.
But just don't change us. I love it. People leaving someplace that's not that cool, and then they get here, and then they want to make it like that place that they left.
That's not so cool. What's the logic in that? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Well. Anyway, the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's Community Archery Program is teaming up with Guadalupe River State Park September 24 to help the public explore bow hunting during National Hunting and Fishing Day. This event gives participants an opportunity to learn more about bow hunting and bow fishing, getting into a brand new season. The workshop is scheduled from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's open to anyone interested in learning more about bow hunting and free with park entrance fees. It includes an introductory range with 3D targets, a deer processing, a skinning, quartering, and butchering demonstration, cooking conversations, gear samples, activities for youth. In addition, staff will answer questions related to public hunting, regulations, and more. The necessary gear for the workshop is provided, so participants should not bring their own bows and arrows. Learn more about this program and how to contact a community archery specialist in your region on the Community Archery Program webpage, and that's at tpwd.tx.gov.
Bow fishing.
That's right.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool. Anyway, while you think about how cool that is, let us take a break because we got a big show for you today, and we'll be back shortly with more Texas Outdoor News. America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
The best place to get the guns, ammo, and accessories you need is at the Houston Gun Collectors Association Gun Show in Humble, Saturday and Sunday, September 24th and 25th at the Humble Civic Center. Over 250 tables of the stuff you want. Tickets only $10 at the door and $9 online at hgca.org. Free for children under 12 and ladies on Sunday, and free parking. Saturday and Sunday, September 24th and 25th, the Gun Show in Humble at the Humble Civic Center, 8233 Will Clayton Parkway. And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. This portion of our show is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. And that's going to be based on your budget, based on the firearm you want to use, and so on. They carry top brand names. They have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. And these things are amazing. I mean, they taught me something, and I used the thermal imagery from Steiner a while back. It just opens up a whole new world of hunting opportunities. Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for free. So, for more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or call 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574. Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as fair. This Sunday's a good day. Monday and Tuesday are two of the three best days of the week. Thursday slips to fair. Friday's another good one. Next Saturday is another best day, with Sunday a good one. This weekend, look for game to be most active from well before sunrise and remaining active until mid to late morning. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day begins either side of sunrise, continues until either side of the noon hour. Times will continue to adjust, so by Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, game will be actively feeding from early to mid-morning and continue to feed until early to mid-afternoon. Next Sunday, this most active period occurs from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. This weekend, on Saturday, September the 17th, the moon enters its last quarter phase. By next Sunday, September 25th, we will have a new moon. On the coast, both days this weekend, as well as Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we'll have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Thursday through next Sunday is a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two lows each day. Time to go fishing, Bob. What's going on the coast?
Yeah, on the coast, Sabine Lake redfish are good on points in the ICW and Taylor's Bayou using live shrimp under a popping cork or a 1/8 ounce morning glory chartreuse tail jig. Limits of redfish with speckled trout mixed in off grass flats and midday schooling action at the south and north levee biting on 3/4 ounce gold and silver spoons. Bolivar, the surf is holding small sharks with the occasional redfish mixed in biting mullet or squid. Bolivar jetty still holding trout near the end by the wreck of biting artificials and live shrimp under a popping cork. Redfish are in the channel biting cut or light bait fished on the bottom. Galveston Bay, open bay gas wells are good for speckled trout using live shrimp under a popping cork when the wind cooperates. With the clearing of the water, the surf is on fire again with redfish mixed in with trout. West Galveston Bay still holding some nice trout over deeper shell reefs. Live natural baits working best. Causeway Bridge holding some black drum and speckled trout on live shrimp. Rocks near Shoal Point are fair for speckled trout and the occasional redfish. Live shrimp and soft plastics are working. Texas City, Galveston jetties are good for bull redfish on live sand trout and fresh dead shad, speckled trout and slot redfish being caught on live shrimp near the rocks at the end of the dike. The end of the dike is holding trout early in the morning on popping cork and shrimp. Night fishing bite is on fire under the lights. Okay, Freeport, the water temperature is really good, 83 degrees. Fishing has been amazing for redfish, drum, and trout in the past, Bass Drop, Chocolate, and Christmas Bays. When the winds allow, the surf is on fire again with live shrimp and croaker. Flounder fishing has been fair. Surf fishing along the beachfront has been good for gaff top sharks and bull redfish. Port O'Connor trout are good on live croaker outside of the jetty and in the surf. Redfish are good on sardines and dead shrimp at the Gulf end of the jetty. Mangrove snapper are good on live shrimp. All right, over to Rockport. Rockport has been great. We only have a couple of months left before we start getting fronts, which will transition us to fall patterns. So redfish are great in the flats. Lots of tailing fish early in the morning. Trout are good in 4 to 6 feet of water, with top waters early in the morning, switching to soft plastics as the sun gets up. Croaker and live shrimp also have been doing great. Drum are good in 2 to 6 feet of water on dead shrimp. Waders are finding good success on trout and redfish in the early morning on live baits and plastics. Over to Port Aransas, redfish are good with live finger mullet and shrimp at the Fina docks and jetties. Tarpon continue to be good at the jetties using croaker. Black drum are in sailboat channel, biting dead shrimp. Redfish are holding in brown and root flats in Redfish Bay, biting on cut mullet. Baffin Bay, fishing is good after the recent rains. Find the bait fish and you will find fish. Redfish, trout, and drum are good with live shrimp under a popping cork in 3 feet of water. And South Padre, slot speckled trout are good drifting the west side of the Long Bar of Long Bar, about 1 mile south of the end, and on Gaswell Flats. Redfish are still migrating off the island along the east coast of the island. Big oversized redfish are around the jetties to the mouth of the river. Lots of mangrove snapper at the end of Brownsville Channel.
Trap a snapper.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to East Texas, Conroe. Crappie are hit or miss, but improving as the water temperatures decrease. Fish are starting to load up on brush piles, layovers, standing timber, using a jig head tipped with a minnow and clear black chartreuse, white chartreuse jigs. Catfish are good on shrimp and liver in depths of 14 to 22 feet of water. Hybrid striper bass have been active on points just off the main lake channel and flats, trolling, jigging, or using live bait. The smaller schools seem to produce the keeper sizes. Black bass are schooling in 9 to 22 feet of water. 2-3.5 pound average size, biting on creature baits, crankbaits, swim baits, close to or in structure, fork. Flooded grass can be seen throughout the lake. Bass have started to get near the new grass and can be caught on topwaters, chatterbaits, and minus one type baits with shad patterns the most effective. After the sun rises, target wooded areas in 5 to 7 feet of water with shaky heads or drop shots in June bug and watermelon red colors. Those are the best. Lake of the Pines. Catfish are good on baited holes in 15 to 20 feet of water using cheese bait. Crappie are fair in the brush. Bass are good, though, early and late in the evening on topwater frogs, fish on the shallow. Livingston. Look for the water clarity to be muddy and flooding conditions on the north end as the fresh runoff flows in from North Texas rains. White bass are good to excellent with the topwater schooling action, then jigging with slabs on points and humps. Catfish are good. Nacogdoches. Water temperatures are slowly dropping, indicating the beginning stage of the fall transition. As long as there is not another heat wave, the lake should begin to turn over in a few weeks. The thermocline is still in effect at the 12-foot zone. Jerkbait plus one and shad-style lures are working. Crappie population is good. Right Patman, the bite improves. With some wind in the forecast, catfish continue to bite fair on punch bait. White bass are good on points with tail spinners, with fish a little on the smaller side. Bass drop great. Work topwaters and small swim baits around schools of bass blowing up the surface. Fish crankbaits and shaky heads down below the schools to get a lot of bites as well. Later, move offshore out from the dam and look for deeper schools of fish and drop small swim baits or jigging spoons to get some good bites there. Work the grass beds out from the banks with flukes and topwater frogs. Belton, crappie are good in timber 20 to 30 feet deep with 1/8 ounce slab city jigs tipped with a minnow. Limestone, crappie are good suspended in 12 to 18 feet of water around brush and standing timber using minnows. Largemouth bass are good in 2 to 14 feet of water on docks and points using Texas or Carolina rigs, crankbaits, and topwater frogs. White bass are good on points and humps in 7 to 15 feet of water with silver jigging spoons. Catfish are good in 7 to 20 feet of water with cut bait. Palestine. White bass are good and are moving shallow in 3 to 8 feet, slow rolling those lines, spinners or tail spinners with sporadic bites off and on, but they're good when you catch them. Crappie are fair on brush tops in 10 to 15 feet of water. Catfish are excellent in shallow wooded areas, baiting holes and using prepared stinky bait, especially where the water is moving out of the creek. Stillhouse. White bass continue to concentrate on both break lines and slow tapering bottoms in the 36 to 45 foot range, downrigging to find fish, then work them. Dense lures work those vertically, and after that bite tapers, work horizontally. That'll continue to produce morning limits of fish. Tawakoni continues to have good fishing as the summer pattern comes to an end. Each week, we're seeing the fish get more active as the water temperatures continue to fall. Hybrid stripers and white bass have become active on the lake in several different areas, sometimes feeding under the birds, other times feeding deep where we are catching them, throwing spoons and slabs. Texoma, it's been excellent. Next few weeks, the birds will start working the fish. Striped bass are good early in the morning on topwaters. than chasing big schools in the middle of a lake and in the river with slabs. Striped bass are good with quality catches on secondary ledges in 35 to 45 feet of water, using live thread-fin shad on a 3-foot fluorocarbon leader. Afternoon trips have been better than the morning ones. Okay. Whitney, striped bass are good trolling umbrella rigs with white or chartreuse grub tails or swim baits attached throughout the reservoir in 12 to 40 feet of water. Live minnows are working well, but fresh live shad is still preferred. Topwater lures work as well if you can find the fish schooling. But the stripers don't stay up long and are moving fast. Striped bass continue to be good on topwater lures in the morning and late afternoon.
All right, southwest and High Plains Lakes. Amistad, channel catfish are great in 8 to 12 feet of water along the edge of the grass. Submerged structures stick up and points with punch bait. Bass should be moving to freshwater structure and vegetation. Check for ramp status before you head out because the lake level has risen with the recent rains. And as Bill mentioned last week, the Diablo East Ramp has reopened.
Ah.
Yes, bass are being caught on topwater baits in the morning and moved to hydrilla grass when the sun is up. You can use punch rigs and jigs. Choke Canyon Bay bass are really good in shallow water with grass. Buzz baits and weightless flukes in 3 to 9 feet of water along the grass walls with off-colored water. You should throw chatterbaits, spinnerbaits, and Texas rigs plastics. Corpus. Catfish are great in shallow flooded grass on worms, shad, and soap bits. Largemouth bass are good on frogs and flooded grass. Falcon. Bass fishing is good shallow in the recently submerged vegetation with spinnerbaits, lipless crankbaits, and chatterbaits. Catfish are good in 3 to 10 feet of water. Along the banks, you should use a float or bottom rig with cut bait, stink bait, or shrimp. Coleman, crappie are good with jigs on minnows and brush piles. On Hubbard Creek, bass are excellent to 8.22 pounds. What, that's about 8 1/4 pounds on crankbaits and topwaters on docks with brush in 8 to 18 feet of water. Crappie to 1.5 pounds are excellent on minnows. OHIV, white bass are great with live bait and crankbaits. Crappie are good with jigs and minnows. Largemouth bass are good in 8 to 18 feet of water over grass with topwater and crankbaits. And Meredith, bass are good in the shallows on minnows and artificial baits. Catfish are good on live, stinky, punch baits, and in Bugby and Harbor Bay. Crappie are excellent in 5 to 30 feet of water on minnow and jigs, grubs, and other artificials. Females are being caught with eggs in them. White bass are good on minnows. Walleye are excellent with limits coming on minnows, crawlers, crankbaits, grubs, and other artificials.
Yep, a lot of fishing out there.
Yeah.
Central Texas, Brady. Largemouth bass are fair on soft plastics and crankbaits in the salt cedars and rocks early and late. White bass are good, schooling all over the lake, biting on crankbaits and topwaters. Catfish are good on cut bait or live perch, on trot lines or jugs in 5 to 10 feet of water. Buckhannon. Largemouth bass can be caught really good around rock piles and shallow vegetation throwing topwaters, 10-foot crankbaits or square bills and soft plastics. To target stripers, hybrids, and white bass, look for surface action and get there quickly throwing a topwater walking-style bait, wake bait, or a number of different crankbaits to run through the schools. If that topwater action slows down, look at your electronics to find big schools out deep and drop those jigging spoons on top of them. Canyon, black bass are good near hydrilla with topwater lures colored silver and black or bone color using watermelon-colored worms. Bain Lake points and brush in 12 to 18 feet of water using Carolina or Texas rig green pumpkin worms is the ticket. Striped bass are good in Turkey Cove and by the dam. LBJ, bass are good with topwater frogs, cinchos, flukes around grass walls, brush piles, 8 to 12 feet of water with shad-colored crankbaits and watermelon or green-colored plastics. Crappie are good over brush piles with live bait.
And on the hunting scene, traditional fall hunting seasons have arrived. Through September 25th, September teal-only season statewide. Through September 25th, Canada goose-only season. Through September 30th, alligator season, 22 counties and special properties by permit only. Through November 13th, dove season in the north zone. Through October 30th, dove season in the central zone. opened September 14th and running through October 30th is dove season, regular season in the South Zone. Through August 31st, javelina season in the South Zone. Through August 31st, squirrel season. Harold, like some fried or...
Chicken fried, man.
Squirrel tacos.
Chicken fried. Chicken
other
fried.
Squirrel season in other open counties.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to say this.
What's that?
Harold.
Yes.
Have you been on or off the road? And I don't care if it's gas, diesel, or electric.
Thank you. It's gas, okay?
Yeah.
But it's luxurious, but it can do a little bit of off the road because it's the Mercedes for 2022, the C300 4MATIC sedan. But that 4MATIC is their phenomenal all-wheel drive system that compensates for all kinds of stuff. So you can get in some nasty stuff and get out. And it's powered by a 2-liter four-banger turbo engine with 235 horsepower. Their fabulous 9-speed automatic transmission makes things very, very capable on this. It's really a good-looking car, and I've always kind of liked sedans. Just something about it. Stylish. It's 5-passenger seating, dual-zone automatic climate control, an 11.9-inch center touch screen, a 12.3-inch digital instrument cluster. Looks like a big CinemaScope on your dash. Power-heated front seats, which I really love with that lumbar support. Split-folding rear seats. You can put some stuff in it. The attention assist system has active brake assist, pre-safe prediction, and occupant protection system. Blind spot assist, rear view camera, automatic light sensing headlamps, and more. Beautiful paint job on this thing. It's got some of the AMG extra special things attached to it. 19-inch multi-spoke wheels, gorgeous summer high-performance tires, illuminated door seal panels, they say hi, heated steering wheel, enhanced ambient lighting. It's got their sound package with their 3D surround sound system. Wonderful. Their AMG inline night package with all the brushed aluminum and special goodies. Driver assistance package with their Disctronic active steering assist, active lane change assist, active lane keeping assist, on and on and on. Parktronic with active parking assist and a surround view system. I still don't know how that works. Outstanding vehicle, 23 miles per gallon in the city, 33 on the highway. Pretty reasonably priced for something this stylish and being a Mercedes with the AMG packages is 45 base. This one loaded to the gills was 58, so that's Bob money. Check it out, though, man. Good looking. 2022 Mercedes C300 4MATIC sedan. Let us take a quick break so we can come back with our guest, Terry Peterson, owner of Hybrid Light.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, salooner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance. And this portion of our show is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elks, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It's the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife, about 3-to-1 savings over normal protein, and it gets better results, okay? I mean, this stuff is great, and what I like is the fact that raccoons and pigs don't mess with it. So, for information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. And now it is time to get illuminated with Terry Peterson, owner of Hybrid Light. How are you doing today, Terry?
Hey, doing great. Good to hear from you. How you been?
I've been fine. Every day I use one of your lights for something, and we're honest up front with the audience. I mean, you guys are the official mobile lighting provider for Texas Outdoors News Magazine. Outdoors Journal Magazine and Outdoor News Radio. And I'm stepping on my own tongue. I shouldn't do that. Anyhow, quick, for folks, though, that don't know the whole story, kind of give us a background on Hybrid Light and how you got started.
Yes, sir. You know, the sun goes down for everybody, and you've got to have a flashlight that works. And I'm a little obsessed with flashlights. My whole life I've owned every flashlight ever made. And I've had so many failures with flashlights, I finally decided to build one that would never fail. And, you know, having a flashlight that works every time you touch it, pretty big deal.
Yeah, interesting too, though, because we've talked before in early testing. Because like one of the things you've got, and I love it, the Mammoth Work Light. To me, it's the most versatile thing out there. But what's interesting about these things is, of course, they charge from the sun, but they also charge from really any light source, don't they?
That's correct. If your eye can see the light, so can that solar panel on that flashlight. We use the highest quality solar panels, so they absorb even the lowest level of light. So they'll charge indoor, outdoor, good weather or bad. They work great.
What was the story? Was it your son and friends that climbed Kilimanjaro and used these lights?
Exactly. In fact, they took the Mammoth. My son and his college buddies, when they graduated Ohio State, they climbed Kilimanjaro, and that's the only light they took with them. They used it at night for camping, and then they used it to charge their phones because their phones would die quickly up there because it's searching for signal. So that kept their phones charged and campsite lit. It was the only thing they needed for the whole trip.
That's amazing. Kind of tell everybody, because I love this. I don't know how many of those I have. I think I may need another one, Terry. The Mammoth. Describe the Mammoth, though, because it's got so many capabilities.
Yeah, it can be charged either by sun. It's also got a 110 plug in the back, so you can plug it in the wall if you want to. So you got the 110 charge, the solar charge. It's also got the USB port in and out, so you can charge it with your cell phone charger. And holds a charge for 7 years. You throw it in your glove box, your toolbox, you pull it out 7 years later. You got 80 hours of runtime on that area light. It's got a magnetic base on it, so you can stick to your equipment and your automobiles and point that thing in any direction. It's pretty slick.
Well, the body rotates and the head rotates too, doesn't it?
That's correct. So you can point that thing in any direction. And, you know, and it's a power bank too, so you can charge two cell phones off of this thing before you got to recharge it.
Oh, Bob is waving. He's got a question here. Okay,
yeah,
Bob.
Hey, you were talking about the magnetic base, and I've got to tell you that I'm not a huge hunter fisher, but I was replacing a ceiling fan the other day, and I took out your Mammoth light and put it on the actual fan that I was hanging, and it, bang, it stuck to the fan, and I was able to swivel the light to right over where I needed it, and the fan was kind of moving around, but the light stayed exactly where I needed it to because it was attached to the fan. And I'm going, this is the coolest, best light I think I've ever owned. That was awesome.
Yeah, you can also hang it. Well, what happened, Terry, too, last year's hunting season, one of our guys, we said, don't shoot anything too late, you know. It's no fun processing these things in the dark. Well, of course, he did. And so we get over there where I've got this tripod for processing, and one of the guys goes, you know, boy, some light would sure be nice. And I went, ha-ha! And went in and got your Mammoth, which I keep attached to the top of my refrigerator, and just came back out, stuck it on one of the legs of the tripod, adjusted the head to where we wanted it, and we went on down the road and completely processed a deer with no problem whatsoever.
That way you keep all your digits. You don't lose as many
digits.
That's
right. Well, plus also you've got a little built-in hook, too, where you can hang it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know? Let's jump to new, because you sent me something a while back that really is for, well, it's for everybody, but also for hunters, a lot of capability, the Seeker 300.
Yeah. That's a nice flashlight. It only weighs 4 ounces. It's 6 inches long. Shines in three colors. You've got the white light, which is you always use, but then you've also got the option of the green or the red. Where large game can't see the green, so you can be walking through the woods with that green light on and not spook the animals and chase them out the other side. And then the red light is for turkey. Turkey can't see red, and that both I've had great success with. And I turkey hunted this spring with my daughter, and we walked right underneath the bird with that red light on. The bird didn't see us. Sat down, did a few chirps, and that 20 minutes later, that bird came right to us. Same thing. Yeah, it was perfect. Same thing with the green light. We were archery hunting, and we saw a booner buck, and of course we couldn't use. He was out of range, so we watched him for half an hour. So we waited until way late after dark to sneak out of there, so we wouldn't booger him up for the next day. And we came across a doe and a fawn, and we had our green lights on. We walked within 15 feet of those deer, moving that light around. They didn't even move. Didn't even spook them. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. Also, that red doesn't mess up your night vision, so you're poking around
right inside
your stand or something. Does this also have the strobe effect?
It does, yes, sir. And it's got the SOF on the red, so flashes if you ever need it. Hopefully you never need that feature, but it's there. Then, of course, like all of our products, never buy a battery, solar-powered, holds a charge for 7 years, and it also has the power bank where you could charge your cell phone.
You know, and why everybody sits there and goes, we're going to take a break. Okay, Terry, so bear with us. We're going to take our mid-show break. And friends, we'll be back in a couple more minutes. Talk more about the great lineup at Hybrid Light.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we handle every aspect of your financing needs.
My name's Pete Scamardo. I've been with Farm Credit for about 35 years, and when you do business with Farm Credit, you do business with people that understand agriculture.
Pete has used Capital Farm Credit to finance just about everything.
Cattle, feed, grain, and the land that we buy. It's been really great getting to know these people and being able to call them friends and not just business associates.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike Forage Oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike Forage Oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at plotspike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance and our guest Terry Peterson, owner of Hybrid Light. Let's go to the first one that started this thing off and the first light I ever got from you, the Puck. Tell us about the Puck.
That Puck is actually our number one most popular product because it's both a flashlight and a lantern. Flashlight went closed, lantern went open, and it's just stinking handy. You know, it's shaped like a hockey puck, so you can put it in your back pocket, your glove box, easier, or your backpack, easy to move around with. And you've got, you know, 40 hours of light on that lantern, which is awesome. Great for trips of camping and hiking and such. And, of course, it charges your cell phone, holds a charge for 7 years. LED, never buy a battery. Everything we sell is guaranteed for life.
Yeah, and we say they'll charge from any light source, obviously including the sun, but also using a USB cord, you can plug these things into a wall socket if you had to, can't you?
Yeah, you got a cigarette lighter or on your car, whatever,
yeah.
Your computer, and whatever works. And like I said, you really don't have to worry about charging them because they're always gathering light, just hanging out.
Yeah.
And so And they work every time you touch them.
Yeah, in my house, every one I have, the cell is facing a light fixture somewhere in my house to keep it going. Then the puck grew up, but a very capable and very interesting thing is your hex. Explain that one.
Yeah, that thing does a little bit of everything. It's a Bluetooth speaker. It's a lantern. It's a flashlight. It's a radio. Charges your cell phone. That thing has got so many features, it's hard to keep track of them all. And same thing, it's about the size of a hockey puck. And you got all that light coming out of the lantern. You've got the flashlight when you need it, charges your cell phone. Same thing, holds a charge for 7 years, like guaranteed for life. And that way you've got, when you go camping, you've got lantern, you've got flashlight, you've got music. You've got a way to charge your phone. Everything you need. It's all in one product.
Yeah, no, it really is cool. And something that I have, and I make sure of the charge, because we've been the weather people have been trying to scare us about a hurricane season now here all summer, which has not happened. But, you know, still things do happen, and you lose your power. And your Atlas, which is a good size lantern, and I've got a couple of those, and I make sure they're always charged.
Yeah, and the Atlas is pretty cool because it's waterproof. It floats. You know, you never have to worry about, you know, elements or fuel or anything like that. And again, you know, you've got all that power. It'll run 100 hours on a single charge, which will get you through the whole week. And,
yeah.
And you can charge two cell phones at the same time off of this big boy.
Yeah.
I've got a new model now, too. I've got the new model. It's the same as the Atlas, but it's not, one more feature. It's called the Atlas Fire. It also has a campfire mode in it. You just hold the button down, and it gives you a simulated campfire look. So when you're out camping. Yeah, because you know, I came up with that because out here in the West, there's so many campsites that you can't have a fire because it's so dry.
Right.
And basically illegal to have a campfire. So, you know, we set the campfire Atlas into the fire pit, and you would think you've got a campfire. It looks just like a campfire.
That's awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
That's also, it's also kind of romantic. You know, you just turn that on, pour the wine, and...
You can do that in your living room.
Yeah, put the music on your hex and and set the mood. I love that. What else is new? Haven't you come up with something also that's a bit more powerful?
Oh, yeah. In fact, have I sent you the 1,000-lumen flashlight yet?
No, you have my address, don't you, Terry?
Well, yeah, I do, in fact. I have to get you one of these. It's 1,000 lumens, yes. And I mean, let me tell you, it's a little overkill, but, you know, when is too much been enough, right?
Yeah.
When you're out there in Texas, there's a lot of big, long territory you got to shine across.
Right.
And this bad boy will go 175 hours of runtime on a charge.
Oh, my.
It's got double the milliamp power in it, double the size solar panel. It's about 8 inches long. It's a real, you know, man-sized flashlight. And 1,000 lumens is a lot of power.
Yeah, for me, the uneducated, of course, lights have changed a lot. We've got different kind of batteries, different kind of sources, different kind of bulbs and stuff, and gone to the LEDs and so on. But I want to use the term normal flashlight, but the normal power of sort of an average flashlight, if I'm making any kind of sense, how many lumens would that be?
Yeah, usually they're nothing, 25 to 40.
Ah, no. Okay.
I mean, this thing is 1,000 lumens. It's LED. That LED will burn for 20 years. The batteries have no memory. They have no concerns about the rechargeable cells. They're never going to go bad on you.
Yeah.
And if something ever crazy did happen to it, it's a lifetime guarantee. It doesn't matter. And by the way, this thing is waterproof and float. You can leave it out in the rain, throw it in the river. It doesn't matter. You can't hurt this thing.
Well, I guess I want to compliment you, because since you have not incorporated any planned obsolescence, all you can do is lure us with new stuff.
That's it, pretty much. This stuff never wears out. But, you know, it's amazing the repeat customers we have. I've got people that continuously order more and more flashlights because they're always gifting them. And, you know, they've got them in their tractors, every vehicle, in their garages, their offices. You know, a dozen flashlights for every home is the way it needs to be.
Hey.
And never buy a battery. Think of what you're going to save in batteries.
Yeah.
Hey, Terry, I noticed on your website you have bundles as well, so you can get a package with bundles of different lights. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we bundle with, you know, the popular, like a pocket flashlight headlamp. You get the little bundle packs, then we discount that because, you know, you do truly need a headlamp, a flashlight, and a lantern. So you might as well just do the three-pack and bundle up. Or sometimes we do the half a dozen flashlight where a bundle, where we'll discount the bundle. Because, you know, you've got, you know, like I said, your car, your truck, your nightstand, a couple of kids. You got a kid off in college. You know, everybody needs a flashlight. And if you're going to carry a flashlight, you might as well have one that works. And you might as well have something that charges your cell phone as well, because nobody leaves home without a cell phone.
Yeah, well,
you know,
if
that's the worst, Nothing worse than a dead cell phone.
Correct. And if I've got a company and I want to promote to, if I call you up and give you enough money and buy enough of these things, you'll put my logo on them, won't you?
That I will. Yes, sir. We can do custom colors, custom print, any logo. Yeah, just dream it up. We can take care of you.
I think we need a Texas Outdoor News.
Well, we have a deal, which we'll tell everybody about later.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. Well,
but also interesting, too, because I know you got them in various camo patterns and stuff. My thing has always been, but if I drop it, I might not be able to find it. But you do have different color choices and so on. I love the Hunter Orange, really, for outdoors. And we got to go before time catches up to us. We've got to go to the headlamps, because you've got a little tiny headlamp. The thing must, weigh half a pound, and it's got different lights on it and stuff?
No, it's half an ounce. Yeah, it weighs less than an ounce, and it's also, like the Seeker flashlight, it shines in three colors. Ideal for the turkey hunt, the deer hunt, and you can clip it on your hat, or you can put it on a headband, either way, wherever you prefer, and the lens is adjustable up and down, so you can just point it any direction you want it to be. It is really slick.
And you can also use it in your hand, actually.
Yeah. Yes. And I've got some guys that click it on the visors of their truck and use it as a dome light.
Yeah.
You know, and it's also... It's got a kill switch on it too, because you know a lot of times you'll put your headlamps in your backpack or your pocket. So having a kill switch on it, so it doesn't automatically, you know, so it can't turn on while it's in your pocket and waste battery. So that's a really nice feature.
Yeah, it really is. It's a very handy item. Olson has one. I do too. And Bill's got one. Just absolutely loves it. Time is catching up to us. Do you still have the larger headlamps?
Yes, I do. I have those as well. I've got those in either a yellow color or a black color, either or. And that comes with a little solar panel itself, and that's been a state. I've had that product for 8 to 10 years now. That we just keep selling them.
Yeah, that's interesting too. It's got a little snap on, little tiny solar screen that you put in the thing. It's very cool. Where can people go to find the product line, Terry?
It's super simple. Hybridlight.com. HYBRID, like a hybrid car. It's hybridlight.com. Simple and easy. You know, if they type in Texas 20, they get a 20% discount and free freight. That might be something worth doing.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Texas 20, just Texas 20 or TX 20, either one, and that'll get you a 20% discount.
I think I'm going to do that.
I did it.
and free freight. And you can order up as many as you like, whatever you want. I've got large inventory. We've been building like crazy, popping up fourth quarter, because Christmas is a big season for us.
I was wondering, because last time we talked there was some supply issues, so the ship finally came in.
Yeah, well, you know, last year was a nightmare with the political play mess we got going on.
Right.
So this year we've been just doubled up, ramping hard. I got the warehouse stuffed full, so we are ready, and so we can fill any order at any volume.
Fabulous. Okay, friends, do remember that, and I'm going to be mentioning again, too, later in the show. But, hybridlight.com. Terry Peterson, our good friend. Thanks for spending time with us today, Terry.
Don't forget your Texas 20 to get your discount.
Don't worry. I'm going to bring that up again before the show's over. Thank you, sir. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
Okay, checking some of the things on our calendar real quick. Ducks Unlimited fundraisers, September 22, the Paris Chapter Banquet. September 27, the East Wharton County Chapter Banquet in Hungerford. September 29, the Houston Ducks Unlimited Chapter in Houston. All of those can be found at ducks.org, and you can go to those events in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And as mentioned, Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, and they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, as we mentioned, a special order, 20% off any of their products and all you want to load up on, 20% off and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com, and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, TEXAS20 for 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com. Good talk, Jerry. Great products. I mean, really, really great products. Do remember, check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com. There's a list of all our wonderful stations there. And then, of course, remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best-in-Texas Ford dealers. Stay safe out there, whether you're on the water or in the field. Join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.